Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, here's the question. What's something you've started doing that's improved your life so much that you wish you'd done it earlier? You know, sometimes it's the little things that make the biggest difference. Today we are basically diving into this particular topic. I have to say, started taking black beans recently. It has done wonders for my digestive system. Mm-hmm. Yeah, although I'm spending more money on the tissue.
But the paper. The tummy is happy.
Yeah, the tummy, like, immediately when I take them, first thing in the morning before I eat the beans, water, my tummy starts growling. And so I'm using more tissue than ever before. But it is still, I guess, a positive thing. I think, yeah, I wish if
you've done
this is something that I, yeah, you know, but I didn't know. You know, we learn every day. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the, you know, for most people, it's like, big deal. Yeah, for me, it's a big deal. My tummy is happy. My tummy has never been this happy. Why not?
Something that I should have started long time ago. And lately, Glenn, I enjoy being alone. I promise you, I enjoy my time being alone. Like, I've always been a person that will want to be around people, whether be it friends or family, and which is not a bad thing.
Of course,
because we want to tell us span and all. But lately, man, past 2 years, I'll say, from after COVID, started developing and enjoying my own company. I don't have to be with people to be happy. I don't have to call anyone to be happy. But I enjoy space. Some, like, I can listen to my thoughts. I can create things in my mind. I'm like, okay. You'd say, but it's not. It's peace, man.
Yeah. Now, for me, that's the one thing that I master, being by myself. I can take myself out in the evening. Sometimes if I'm not playing, I'm talking about like 7 o'clock, I can take a one-hour drive. Because for me, driving also gives me freedom.
True.
I am my happiest, guys, when I'm in a car and I'm driving. And I don't understand, but there are people that I know who don't want to be alone. They'll always make a phone call after doing whatever. What are you doing? I mean, I can easily wake up, have a shower, and take myself out. If I bump into someone I know, shabozi.
If you want, then it's cool. You are alone. But yeah, I've mastered that.
Force it,
and I like, it's peaceful, man.
Yeah, Asizola is busy. He's busy at lipping. We are at lipping. I'm backing vocalist. Yeah, Luther Vandross.
Yeah,
Ooh, I will got you.
I would say for me, it's going to bed early. You'd be surprised, how many, like, just that extra hour of sleep, like, can just help you have more energy the next day. You know. Another thing for me is just cleaning up as you go. You know? So, I love cooking, like Skumba, you know, but I'm a very messy cooker sometimes. So
we all are.
Yeah, I'm a very messy cooker. So cleaning up as you go. And it's amazing how, you know, if you just keep a clean and tidy area, you tend to think much more clearer, you know, and focused.
Yeah. So, guys, we work with Zikwe, and we're not surprised that he goes to bed early. Agabugeli, agas ne pola. Agas ne rugby. Agas ne tennis. He doesn't watch any of those things, guys. So he can afford to go to bed early when we're watching the Champions League. Yeah, with him, Maraba star,
the stars. If the stars are aligned like this, let me tell you, Skumba. See the stars when they're aligned like this. It means I don't know what it means. I don't care.
I bet your house does not have a roof.
These guys.
So. That's what we're talking about today on Drive 959. Please don't forget to drop us a voice note, 062-688-0959. What's something you've started doing that's improved your life so much that you're like, why didn't I start doing this a decade ago? For the past 5 years.
So the one thing that has really changed my life this year is learning to say no without feeling guilty, without justifying myself.
Yep.
So whether someone is asking for money, whether someone, you know, is obviously on the verge of taking advantage, I've just learned to say no and not feel guilty, and I have so much peace. Yeah, I don't know why I have not been doing that over the years.
Yo, mina sikhomana kuleni. It divorce bakwethu. Yazimele ngabe ngadivorsa kudala, kudala. But ke ngoba abazali bathi siyabekezela emshadweni, ngiyabekezela. Kodwa ke ngidivosile impilo yami imnandi, ngi-happy ngendlela emnandi kakhulu. And ngiyabonga nokuthi bazali bami bashona sengiphumile emshadweni, ngoba ngabe ngahlala nje emshadweni bengiyobangcwaba kabuhlungu leso sikhathi kuyimi ngedwa umntwana.
Now I stopped making people's problems my problems. Like, I mean, I'm a mechanic, né? And when you're a mechanic, you're not aware that you're going to make people's problems, which is problems with their cars, your own problems. So, like, guys, I stopped doing that. Like, outside, after six, I don't take anyone's call with regards to cars. I just focus on family and, yeah. On Sundays, I make sure my phone is on flight mode. If you are stuck somewhere around 12 a.m. or 11 p.m., don't call me. Call a breakdown, take it to your house, and then I'll see it in the morning.
The one thing that I recently started doing as a parent is stop yelling. So my boy was like, Mom, you need to learn how to, you know, talk to me nicely and not yell. And ever since I just intentionally stopped yelling, it has done a lot for me. I'm more peaceful as well. So yeah, that's it.
I can imagine when your child tells you to stop yelling, you definitely are taken aback for a second. Well, but dizzy for a couple of seconds. Do you know what I mean?
And at the same time, it will be the tone of how the child is communicating this message to me. If young Rasala give me, I will stop yelling, then we have a problem.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but Magati, Baba, you're Ted, calm down. And now we are saying, and don't have more mature than
exactly.
This one. Okay, but like it takes you.
Yeah, no, of course. Hey. It's like if I'm friends with you and you do something wrong, you're not going to respond in a positive way immediately.
Sure.
Good me pride in
you. Yeah,
but after an hour, you'll be like, do you know what I mean?
Actual
that's the way it is. When I were mechanic, you must wake up.
There's type of jobs where you need to be on call.
It's your job. It's what you chose.
I was saying the same thing to Dr. Amit Kimi Skumba. I switch off my phone at 4. You can't switch off your phone when we have got patients. What if I need to, I don't need to see you physically. I want you to challenge. Not Glenn. Now Glenn is losing breath right now.
Yeah,
what do I do? Do I take him to the doctor?
Exactly.
Do I give him water? Do I pump? Because sometimes you think when you're doing a medical routine, you are doing it wrong.
Yeah,
exactly. Causing more harm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when someone is in an accident and when you just decide to drag them out of the car without knowing the extent of the injuries. Do you know what I mean?
Now people have lost their legs because of you.
So yeah, but guys, I remember I was driving from the Drakensberg one day, coming back to Johannesburg. I'm like an hour away from Joburg. I'm like, I'm almost home. Suddenly, my tire goes flat. I can see the computer counting down. 100.
Yeah, somewhere there.
And where's the off-ramp? The off-ramp is about 8 kilometers away. I had to cut and force my way back to the other garage because there's two garages, one on either side of the road. And I went to the garage. I'm like, guys, they checked the tire. Air wasn't going in. I'm like, I'm in trouble. They say, no, there's a guy that you are going to call. It's 1 a.m. They call this guy, this Afrikaner guy. Waza, he came. He checked the tire. He says, okay, I'm taking the tire. I'm going to fix it. I sat at the garage for an hour and a half. And he came back. Can you imagine?
Because he understands business,
Clay. Of course.
He understands, Uti.
Of course.
There's people that are going to need my help. And I don't think he charged a ridiculous amount of money.
He did not, Skombai. I think he charged me, I think, 1,000 rand. 1,000
because at that time of the morning,
yeah, you charged me like
that's not bad, bro.
That's not bad
at all, Joe. To understand the amount of harm that can cause Utlen being on the road that time, let's say, in a meeting, saying that is very important, that is gonna miss because he's got a tire problem.
So this guy came, fixed the tire, sorted.
The one thing that I've recently started doing is to keeping quiet. I keep quiet in other situations, and actually it works out so well. Like, keep quiet. Let them solve themselves.
Guys, for me, one, I enjoy my space. I enjoy to be alone. Two, drinking water. Less tea, drinking water. Three, mind my own business. It's happy. I can even see my face saying I throw. If you don't know, I just keep this three. 100% doing it.
The one thing that I started doing about 4 years ago was to stop giving a doo. Literally, like since I stopped giving a doo, I am unbothered. I am just chilled. The other thing that I started doing, which I think I should have done years ago. In fact, I didn't, but then I went back. Was to stay single. I'm the happiest and at the most peace when I am single. Yo, hanga jola guys, sekunali stress sa mood.
There you go, Skumba. Ko no mnyu mundo wako wati lapa some time ago. We should normalize taking vacations solo. She and your family ako yonke. Hey, it's nice to be alone sometimes. Just reflect, just live the life alone. Yeah. Anyway, for me, it's got to be sleeping early. Guys, these days, 10 o'clock is like midnight to me. I sleep early and I feel good every day.
Definitely going back to gym. So I used to go to gym religiously and then I stopped for about 2 or 3 years. But now I've gone back and quality of life has changed. I used to suffer from terrible backache in the last couple of months. When I went back to gym, it completely disappeared. Just being fit, being able to move around, being able to go up the stairs without huffing and puffing, definitely.
Learning to tell myself that it could have been worse. I stress it because and only to forget it could have been worse. Yeah, so yeah, that's what I wish I've learned a long time ago.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komoso and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.